This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we are going to go to number 14 of the coaching commandments. That is, now just quickly, I actually am human and I completely forgot to publish. I did the podcast and forgot to publish it yesterday, so you didn't get it in the morning. I had a friend of mine, a client of mine, but a friend of mine from Europe contact me and asking, is everything okay? And I'm like, hey, thanks for checking in, man. It was Are You Okay Day the other day, which I'll talk about, by the way, when I'm done with this series, the old Are You Okay shenanigans. But anyway, he checked in with me. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm doing well. Like, you know, I had a good day. Petey's had a haircut. All things are good. He's like, oh, this wasn't a podcast this morning. So I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, I didn't do it. So I apologize. But maybe you get Dublé. Maybe today you get Dublé podcast to listen to. Dublé's. Anyway, cool. We're going on to number 14, which is mature, then grow. Then spelt with an E, for those of you that are curious. Mature, then grow. And this is actually a lesson that I had when I went from one gym to two gyms. So when I was 21, I left the job that I had since I was 15, which was working at a gym, and I ended up managing one gym, managing three gyms, and I sort of realized at 21 that I wasn't going to go anywhere further than that. And the boss and I probably didn't see eye to eye on a few things. I was probably at the end of what I was learning there. So I decided to move on. From there, I had 4 months at another gym, which I was meant to come on as a partner as, and then I realized that that just wasn't for me. In doing so, I thought, fuck it, I'm just going to start my own. If worst case scenario doesn't work out, then I'll just go to uni. And I ended up just starting with 6 clients in the corner of a mixed martial arts gym. And from there, I just fucking worked my ass off. But I loved what I did. It was like, I was 22 by that stage, and I just put everything into it. I cared about the clientele. It was exciting. And so things worked out really well. And, we grew and we went from 6 clients to more and more and more, and to the point within 2 years, I think we were probably, maybe we were sitting around 100 clients, and this is a small coaching facility, right? Small group coaching. And we had like, I think it was like 42 square meters. It was maybe a little bit more. Maybe it was 60 square meters. It wasn't much. Maybe it was more. Maybe we weren't had a space like that. Maybe it was more. Maybe it was 90. Either way, 90 square meters. Give you an idea. If you take 9 big long strides out forwards and then went 10 the other way, that's 90 square meters, approximately, depending how tall you are. Anyway, my point there being, we then moved into our larger space. We got pulled. We provided good service. We had good coaches. We're enthusiastic coaches, at least. And we got pulled into the industry. We went into a 360 square meter space. And then we had this sort of plan to be somewhat of aggressive with our growth and go straight into a Southside location. And the Southside location, it seemed all promising. We had people sign up, and the person that was a business partner that came on board with that, he seemed promising. And then 11 months in, to be fair, it wasn't, you know, it was a startup, but 11 months in was when it all started to fall apart. On a 5-year lease, on a lease that was way too much money. And I was in over my head. And absolutely, I was like, what, 22? I was 24 by this point. Turning 25, and things started to go downhill. And so one of the key things that going through all of that, and we've literally come through the other side. I copped a tax bill, a fucking massive tax bill at the same time. I literally was almost running away from my problems. I was ignoring them, getting distracted by other things. And on the other side of all that now, at least that and all those lessons. But the key thing there was we tried to grow before we matured our brand, before I matured who I really was as a man, right? And so the key thing is that there was this external growth that was the goal, but what really needed to happen for me, and I think, you know, I do always say that we don't get what we want, we get what we need to learn in order to become what we want, right? And so I needed to learn a lot of lessons during that period in order to become the kind of person that deserved to be in that sort of space. Hey, that was a big thing for me. Like the focus was on the goal, but or maybe the physical outcome, but maybe that's not what you need. It wasn't what I needed. The focus was on maturing to be the type of person that could have that, that could earn that, that could be that, that could continually be able to build that, had it fall apart again and again, right? And so this is the whole idea, is focus on your, you know, is it maturation? Is that the right way of saying it? Focus on that, because investing and maturing in whatever career that you're choosing, or whatever area of your life, or whatever line of intelligence that you want to focus on, is the best investment. Because this is my advice. It's for 20-year-olds or give or take, but it's fucking for anyone. It's that whenever you take a job for the money, that's not investing and upskilling you as a human being, that's a downhill fucking slope. Because now you're getting paid to stay the same. Now you're getting paid monies, golden handcuffs, to not grow, right? Especially in the early stages of your life. You can sacrifice money because you make yourself valuable, where you will always be able to build income. You'll always be indispensable to certain businesses, or certain, you know, you're resourceful. Now people can say that no one's, you know, everyone's, you know, disposable, so to speak. But the key thing there is, like, sure, you keep upskilling, you keep reading, you keep developing, you keep this open mind that allows you to continually unravel and mature. And as a byproduct, you will grow. If you focus on growth, you're focusing on things outside of you. You're focusing on things that are also paying attention to economic situations, onto other people, and relying on other people to be able to play a large role in your growth, out if it's external to you. But you personally, if you focus on your maturity and double down on investing on you, then maybe not in the short term, but in the long term, you will grow and you will make that impact, right? People go on to impact 1 million people. That's fucking great. Are you even impacting yourself? Are you even doing the work to impact yourself? And if you're doing the work to impact yourself and you're trying to tell everyone about it, you're not doing it. You just go and do the work. You put your head down and you focus on doing the work, because as long as you're focusing on someone else, you're not focusing on you. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be aware of what other people are doing. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be able to help or have references or whatever the case might be. It means that if we're in a space of comparison or trying to tell people what it is that we're trying to do, you're not focusing on actually doing it. Mature, and then you will grow. And sometimes the maturity feels like it takes longer, but it doesn't. Like, 3 years is fucking nothing. It is fucking nothing. But people are like, oh my God, it's taking so long. Oh, I just want a bit. Just fucking forget it. Grow to become the person that can earn it, right? You keep what you earn. Get to work on you. And on that note, team, I'm done. Tomorrow is the 15th coaching commandment. It is the final one. We do have the Mood Prep Seminar coming up again this Saturday and Sunday in Sydney. I am looking forward to it. It is 2 days. There is some tickets. You can get them on my website, davnixon.com.au. If you've got two free days, Saturday and Sunday, I'd love to meet you. But I know you'll get a lot out of the emotional intelligence and the personal developmental models that we will go through on the day, on the 2 days as well. But alas, that is me done. Until tomorrow, team, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.